Let's start this hour with that bombshell journal article that claims a man in London is now free of HIV after getting a stem cell transplant. He's only the second person in history ever reported to have been cleared of the virus. I'm not using the word cure because the scientists who did this study aren't either. It's published today in the journal Nature, and joining us now is Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Now, first of all, this was a bone marrow transplant. The patient also had cancer. And now the scientists who did the study, and you're not one of them, just to be clear, say he is in long-term remission. Would you call it a cure?
No, I don't think you can call it a cure. And I think we have to be careful and circumspect in how we put this into perspective. The person needed a bone marrow transplant because he had an underlying neoplastic disease, Hodgkin's disease. So what happened is that they gave a transplantation from a donor who had a genetic defect that made him protected from HIV. So about 1% of the Caucasian population has a genetic profile that makes them refractory to getting infected. So when they transplanted the person who had the lymphoma, the Hodgkin's disease, with that marrow from the donor, now the person had cells that were refractory, which allowed now the virus not to be able to replicate in that person. So right now you could say the person is in remission and could possibly be cured. The only thing we have to be careful about, that we don't feel that this is something that could be scalable or extrapolatable to the millions and millions of people who are infected with HIV, but can easily be controlled with a single pill a day. This person needed the transplant for his cancer, whereas if you don't have a cancer, this is a very risky procedure. Anything like a bone marrow transplant with all the immunosuppression and other things that go on with that is something that's risky and certainly not scalable. So I just want to make sure we put that into perspective when we say that this is a big important finding of a second cure now in so many years that we've been trying.
So what is the significance then of this finding? How will what just happened be used as researchers try to find a cure for HIV?
You know, what it is, years ago, a person called the Berlin patient, Timothy Brown, did have the same thing and was shown to be now free of HIV. The importance of this is more of a proof of concept. And the concept is that there's a certain receptor that people have on their cells that the virus binds to and allows itself to infect a person and replicate in a person. When they did the transplant with someone who had a genetic defect and did not have this particular receptor, it just proves that if somehow or other, in a much less dramatic and draconian way, we can modify this particular receptor that's on the cell, we may be able to then get people to be essentially refractory to further replication. But doing it with a bone marrow transplant in a lot of people is just not feasible. So it's more of a proof of concept of the mechanism as opposed to something that we could now widely utilize among the many, many HIV-infected people.
Well, and going back to what you said a moment ago, this is not scalable, but people at this point who are infected with HIV rely on a pill a day in many cases to treat it. Where are we right now in treatment of HIV in general in this country and around the world?
Yeah. Well, in general, the treatment has been spectacularly successful. And really, that's one of the reasons why I emphasize putting this into context. Today, in 2019, if you have an HIV-infected individual, which I take care of all the time, and you put them on a single pill that contains a combination of three drugs, in the overwhelming majority of people, you could bring down the level of virus to below detectable level, which does two important things. It saves the life of the individual and allows them to lead essentially almost a normal life with almost a normal lifespan. But importantly, it also makes it virtually impossible for that person to transmit the infection to their sexual partner, because you suppress the virus to such a low level, the person becomes untransmittable. That has important implications for the prevention of further HIV infection. So it's really a twofer. It's good for the treatment for the individual, but it has a major impact in stopping the transmission of infection. So treatment is really, right now in our day and age, really come a very long way and is highly successful.
That is Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, thank you so much.
It's good to be with you.